A Good Chance. The Siren Island Series, Book 3. Written by Tricia O'Malley. Narrated by Amy Landon. To my friend, Margaret, may you continue to bloom. It's time, my little seed. The rain is here, the spring has come. Break your shell and sprout. The Dark Knight. Chapter 1.
I'm sorry, but you did what? I signed up for a reality show on an island in the Caribbean. Well, like a competition, actually. And why would you, or anyone, do such a thing?
Avery pushed her glasses up on her face and pinched the bridge of her nose, a dull ache beginning to pound in her head.
It was inevitable, because her twin sister Ruby came with a side of headaches, Avery thought, and eyed her sister warily. She might as well have been looking in a mirror, aside from the fact that Ruby had recently added blonde highlights to her auburn hair and sported a small beauty mark above her lip. Otherwise, they were identical twins, both strong, lean, and with a massive head of riotous curls that had encouraged more than one man to make lewd comments about the red-headed sisters.
"Oh, come on,"
Ruby pouted, pushing her thick lower lip out and bracing her hands on her hips.
"Where's your sense of adventure?"
"Right where it should be, with reasonable things like ziplining in Costa Rica or discovering a new restaurant in Times Square."
"Like you would ever zipline in Costa Rica."
Ruby rolled her eyes and crossed the bedroom to start rummaging through Avery's closet, a habit that was long ingrained but had never ceased to put Avery on edge. It wasn't that she minded sharing her clothes. It was that Ruby pulled them all out of order and staunchly refused to put them away, leaving a heap of discarded dresses and shirts on Avery's pink-tufted velvet chair, her one concession to whimsy in her bedroom.
"I might." "You don't know that. And if I do, it's not going to be with a bunch of cameras trained on me, so my terror can be publicized to the whole world."
"The winner gets $100,000,
Ruby said, pulling a brilliant green shirt dress, spotted with white lilies, from the closet, and holding it in front of her. Avery hadn't even worn it yet, but she was so shocked by Ruby's comment that she ignored Ruby when she tossed the dress over her tote bag.
"Are you kidding me? For going to a Caribbean island? Is this even a real show? That's an insane amount of money."
Avery mentally calculated all the bills she could pay off, from student loans to her outstanding medical bills from a traumatic accident.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?